We continue our learning. Le'nishmas Davi b'Menachem Mishnah b'Chan Yaakov b'Berachos Eliyahu b'Menachos Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel Riba Shamna v'Chisar Shamna. Let's say you have someone who put in too much oil to the Karban Mincha. Riba Shamna or Chisar Shamna didn't put enough oil in. What does it mean to have more? So the proportion of oil to solas to flour is typically one log. Log is the liquid measure of oil. We know that we may know a revius of a log is what we make kiddush upon, 3 to 4 ounces. So a log, a full log, for every isaron of solas. Isaron is a tenth of an epha, 3 sa'ah equal an epha, and a tenth of an epha, isaron, we have this in the Chumash all the time. Isaron, isaron, solas l'mincha, bu'lav ha-shemen. So we have the isaron, a tenth of an epha of solas, for a log of shemen. So a person put two log for an isaron, that's a case of riba shamna. We put in too much oil. Or chisav shamna, let's say he put less than a log of shemen for an isaron of soles. Or the Mishnah says, chisar livona. So let's say he put in too little livona, frankincense. He was supposed to have 2 particles of livona, and he put only 1, let's say. So in all of these cases, psula, it's going to be possible too much oil, too little oil. And when it comes to frankincense, apparently there's no problem having too much. It's just having too little. There's no problem with putting more than 2 kratim of Lavona, of these particles of Lavona, but you just can't have less than 1. Then the Mishnah should sound very familiar. I'm going to go through this rather quickly because we did this when we learned Zvachim. This is just reviewing the Chutz L'Zmano and Chutz L'Mekomo when it comes to a Mincha, which we discussed already when it came to a Zavach, when it came to a Karmen of an animal. So, of course, we're going to substitute the kmitza instead of shchita, and we're going to be speaking about eating the leftover flour instead of eating the flesh of the animal, and we're going to speak about burning the mincha, the kmitza on the mizbeach. Of course, there is no zrikas hadam to speak of. So the Mishnah says like this, HaKometzes HaMincha LeChol Shirei HaBachutz. The Kohen does the kmitza with in mind, he's going to eat the shirayim, the leftover of the mincha, leftover after the kmitza, outside the Azara. That's an example of Chutz L'Mekomo. Kezayis Mishareh El Bachutz. Not the whole Shirayim, but Kezayis of Shirayim. It doesn't matter. The Kezayis is a significant amount. Has in mind to eat that outside of the Azara as he has in mind as he's doing the Kemitza. Or Lahaktir Kom Sa Bachutz. Kezayis Mikom Sa Bachutz. Or let's say he has in mind as he's doing the Kemitza, not about eating, but about being Maktir, about burning on the Mizbeach. He's going to be Maktir, the Kometz, not on the Mizbeach, but rather Bachutz, outside the Azara. Or a kazayas of the komets. He's going to be, not the whole thing, but a kazayas of the komets, he's going to be makrav outside. Or let's say, lahakdur lavona sabachutz. Or let's say he has in mind to be makdur the lavona, the frankincense, which also goes on the mizbech with the mincha. He has in mind to be makrav that, to burn that outside of the azar on some other mizbech. So pasul. So the halacha here is that the mincha is going to be pasul, but if you eat from that mincha, this says the Mishnah, Vein Bo Kares. There is no Kares, as we know, because this is Chutz L'Mekomo. Only Chutz L'Zmano renders it Pigul, and you're going to be Chayiv for eating it. Then the Mishnah says, Alav, Alotase, but you're not Chayiv Kares in eating it. Lechol, but let's see, as in mind, as he's doing the Kometz, the Kemitza, Le'echol Shiyareh HaLamachar. He's going to eat the Shirayim tomorrow, not outside Bachutz, but tomorrow, after this man of Achila. Now, a mincha is eaten for a day and a night, the day and the night that follows. So he has in mind to eat it tomorrow. Oh, Kizayis Mishra Lamachar. He's not going to eat the whole thing, leftover of the mincha tomorrow, but he's going to eat a Kizayis of it tomorrow. Or Lahaktir Komtsu Lamachar. Oh, Kizayis Mikomtsu Lamachar. He has in mind he's going to burn the Komets tomorrow, or a Kizayis on the Komets tomorrow. Oh, Lahaktir Lavona Salamachar. Where he has in mind to be Maktir the Lavona, the frankincense tomorrow. In this case, Pigul, the Karban Mincha, becomes Pigul, the Chayav and Olav Kares. And anyone who eats from it is going to be Chayav Kares. Yeah, Klaus, as the Mishnah says, regarding the rules of Chutz L'Zmano and Chutz L'Mekomo, Kola Kometz Vahanosin Bikli, Vahamahalach Vahamaktir. Anyone who does the Kemitza of the Mincha, or he does the Nisina Bikli, or he does the halacha, or the haktara, which are the four avodos of the mincha, and he does that with in mind on the condition le'achol damar shadako le'achol, to eat something which is typically eaten, which is the leftover, the shiore mincha, the leftover, the flour after the kamin sar, or le'hakta damar shadako lakter, or he has in mind to burn on a mizbeach, which is that which is normally burnt, which is the komitz, of course, and he has in mind chutz l'mekomo, so pasul vein mokares, the mincha is also to eat, but if you eat it, you're not going to be chayv kares. But the Mishnah says, let's say he does one of the four avodos with in mind to be makta the komitz chutz l'zmano, pigul, the chayv el kares, that makes it pigul. So that's the general rule. Uvelvad, we may remember this from Zvachim, sheyikrav hamatir kemitzvaso. As long as the komitz, which is the matir, which is permits the rest of the mincha to be eaten, was kosher. Which means, besides the machshava of pigul, there is no other disqualification, there's no other psul, that everything was done fine, except for the chutz lizmano kavana. Everything was done fine, except for the chutz limkomo kavana. So the Mishnah says, explains that. Ketzad karav hamatir kimitzvah. So in what way, what does it mean that the hakrava, the matir, the komitz was done properly, where we can say, since everything was done properly except the chutz lizmano machshava, that makes renders it pigul. So the Mishnah explains. The komatz b'shesika, which means they didn't have any other machshava of psul, of disqualification at the time they did the kamitzah. V'nasan b'kli v'hilich v'hiktir chutz lizmano. But then what did he do? He put the komitz in the kli, and he walked it to the mizbeach and burnt it on the mizbeach with in mind to eat the shiraim al chutz lizmano, since the first avodah was done perfectly with no machshava, wrong machshava at all. But the next three avodahs were done with the machshava chutz lizmano. Osha kamatz chutz lizmano, or let's say he had a kemitzah that was chutz lizmano. Vinasa, so when he did the kemitzah, he had a pigul, a chutz lizmano, a machshava. But the rest of the avodahs, the next three, he did fine. B'shesika, silent, which means he had no wrong intent at all. V'nasan b'kli, put in a kli, v'hilech, and walked to the mizbech, v'ikdir and burnt it on mizbech, b'shesika, without a machshava psul. Oh, shekamatz, a third possibility. Oh, shekamatz, v'nasan b'kli, v'hilech, v'ikdir, chutz lizmano. Or let's say he did all the avodos with the chutz lizmano in mind. Zeusha karev ha'amatir kemitzvaso. This is where the matir, the komets, was done properly. It wasn't done properly. He made it pigul. But the point is, besides the chutz lizmano, there was no other avoda of the mincha that had a different psul, a different machshava, and therefore it becomes pigul. But Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid Ketzad lo karav hamatir kemitzvaso. What's an example where you don't render it pigul? It will be pasul, but it won't become pigul even though it had a chutz lizmano machshava. That's where the matir becomes disqualified, the komitz becomes disqualified because of another machshava. And the Mishnah is going to give us the example where besides the chutz lizmano machshava, he had a chutz limkomo machshava. So that won't make it on a different avoda. That won't make it pigul, because he has another psul there. Ketzal lo karav hamatir kemitzvaso, kamatz chutz limkomo. We did the kemitzah with the chutz limkomo in mind. He's going to, let's say, eat from the karban, from the mincha, from the flour, outside the azara. V'nasan bakli v'hilich v'hiktir chutz lizmano. But then what did he do? He did one of those next three avodos, putting it in the kli, walking to his mizbech, and burning chutz lizmano. Or did the kemitzah with a pigul's machshava, chutz lizmano machshava, but the other avodos he had a chutz limkomo machshava. Or let's say what? He did the kemitzah and put it in a kli, and did, meaning he only had a chutz limkomo. He had a chutz limkomo machshava by kemitza only, or by putting in the kli only, or by holacha only, or by haktara only, and the other avodos he had in mind chutz lizmano. So this is an example of where this was done, where I have both another machshava psul chutz limkomo along with chutz lizmano. This is an example of where the matir was not done properly, and therefore it's not going to render it pigul. Now the Mishnah gives us other examples where we could have a psula disqualification along with the chutz lizmano, which also doesn't make it pikel, but it's not a chutz limkomo machshava that went along with the chutz lizmano, but it's something else. So the Mishnah says, for example, minchas chote, minchas kanos. So we mentioned at the beginning of the Masechta, a minchas chote and the mincha of the sota, those, if they're done shalol lishma, that makes them pasul. So let's say minchas chote, minchas kanos, one of those karbanos, shekamatzan shalol lishman. You did the kamitza shalol lishma, so that would make it pasul. And then what you do after that kamitza, v'nasan b'kli, v'hilech ha'ikdil chutz lizmano. But besides that kamitza that was shalol lishma on those karbanos, you did the other avodos chutz lizmano. So that's not going to make it pigul, because I had a machshava shalol lishma, which pasul did already. Osha kamat chutz lizmanon, v'nasan b'kli, v'hilech ha'ikdil shalol lishma. Or in this case of the minchas chote and minchas kanos, which are pasul shalol lishma, he did the kamitza with the chutz lizmano machshava. But then he put it in the kli, walked it to the mizbech, or burnt it on the mizbech, where it was shalol lishma. So that's a psul, even though the psul happened afterwards. Nonetheless, it doesn't make it pigul, because the chutz lizmano is accompanied with a shalol lishma psul. Osha kamatz v'nasan mekli v'hilich v'hikta shalol lishma. Or let's say he did one of these avodos, and it doesn't matter which one, kamitzo, or putting in the kli, or walking it, or doing a haktar shalol lishma. And the other avodas, the other three, whichever one are left, he did chutz lizmano. In all of these cases, zehu shelo karav hamatir kemitzvah. So this is where the matir, which is the kometz, was not brought offered kemitzvah so properly, because besides the chutz lizmano machshava, I had another machshava, shelo lishman, or chutz lizlimkomo. It doesn't make a pigel. Then the Mishnah says, what about lecho kezayis bachutz ukezayis lemachar? He had in mind, he did one of the avodas of the mincha, with in mind he's going to eat a kezayis of the mincha outside, and a kezayis lemachar. So outside, that's chutz limkomo. Lemachar, it's chutz lizmano. Or let's say kezayis lemachar, kezayis bachutz, he has in mind the other way. First is the chutz lizmano machshav, I'll eat a kezayis tomorrow, and a kezayis bachutz, a kezayis outside, or kachatzi, let's say. So in other words, here it's just the reverse order, which was lechutz lizmano chutz limkomo. Or let's say he does the kibitza where he has in mind to do kachatzi zayis bachutz v'kachatzi zayis lemachar. Half a kezayis outside the azar, half a zayis is going to eat tomorrow. Or kachatzi zayis lemachar, kachatzi zayis bachutz. Or the reverse order. He has his chutz limkomo machshavah on a half a kezayis and half a kezayis, and then a chutz lizmano first, then chutz limkomo afterwards. So here, in all of these cases, there's not going to be a machshava of pigul, which will take effect on the mincha, because along with the chutz lizmano, we have a chutz limkomo machshava. And therefore, in all of these cases, pasul, but ve'ein bo kares. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zaha Klal, he disagrees with the Tanakam and says, and we had this in the past, im machshava sazman kodlu machshava samakim, the order does matter. If the machshava of pigul of chutz lizmano came before the machshava of chutz limkomo, then pigul v'chayvin lo kares. It does become pigul, because the machshava chutz limkomo that follows a chutz lizmano can't uproot the chutz lizmano machshava. Doesn't take it out of pigul. But the machshava hamakom makadol machshava zasman. But the machshava chutz limkomo to eat it outside the azara, that when he did the kmitza, that preceded the machshava zasman, which would make it pigul. So then pasul v'chayvin lo kares. Then it does not make it pigul, because the chutz limkomo came first. Chachamim say zev zev pasul vein mo kares. They say no, doesn't matter the order. Either way, there is no pigul here. Doesn't matter what the order is. Lecho, what about the following? Lecho kachatzi zayis lahakter kachatzi zayis. Here it's a half is on half kazayis, but they don't join together. Why not? Because these are two separate things. One is the eating, and one is the haktar on the mizbech. Now, we've mentioned that haktar on the mizbech is a form of eating, but it's a very different form of eating. There's the eating of the shirayim, of the flour, by the kohen, and there's the haktara of the kometz on the mizbech. So if he has in mind, as he's doing the kemitza, that he's going to eat a half a kezayis of the mincha chutz lizmano, or even the chutz l'makom, it doesn't matter, and do a haktara hefik zayis, then kosher, then there's no psul at all. The carbon mikvah is kosher. She'ein achila v'haktara mitzdarfin. We don't join together, we're not mitzdarf, achila and haktara, and therefore we have less than a kezayis of either one of them, and therefore there's no even psul of chutz l'makom, chutz l'zmano to speak of, because it's less than the shear.